بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is the third question on Hajj, and the question is, who was the one who built the Kaaba, and who was the one who raised its foundations, and why it is called or given this name? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:127, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. And remember when Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the foundations of the house, saying, Our Lord, accept the service from us, and verily you are the all-hearer, all-knower. Ibrahim a.s. is the one who built the Kaaba and raised its foundations with the help of his son Ismail alayhim as-salatu wa taslim. And in some reports, it's said that the Kaaba was built at the time of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, but it was then it disappeared or was ruined. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam raised it, built it, and renewed its foundation and renew its building. Allah knows best as to this. And as to the meaning of the Kaaba, or the why it was called the Kaaba, because it is a square foundation, a square shape, and square shapes that has four pillars is known as Kaaba, and from that is the cube. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added this house to himself, as we learned in the previous question, as this was an honor and magnification of this house. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Hajj 22:26, وَإِذْ بَوَأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَنْ لَا تُشْرِكْ بي شيئا وطهر بيتي للطائفين للطائفين والقائمين والركع السجود. And remember when we showed Ibrahim the site of the sacred house, saying, associate not anything in worship with me and make prostration. And I'm purifying my house for those who circulate, and والقائمين والركع السجود. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon his slaves to direct themselves and their prayers towards the Kaaba, and also ordained that they perform pilgrimage to it once in the lifetime, in their lifetime. The next question is, what's the authenticity of the following narration, that during each day and night 20 or 120 mercies descend upon this house, 60 for those who circulate, 40 for those who pray, and 20 for those who look at it, meaning look at the Kaaba? The answer that this hadith or this is not authentic, and the looking at the Kaaba is not a worship. Is not a worship. But if the person intends by looking at the Kaaba to contemplate this magnificent structure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon his slaves to make visits to it, and this increase, such contemplation increases their faith, then this is required from this angle. But the mere looking at it is not worship. It's not worship. And from this now it becomes clear, from this it becomes clear the weakness of the saying of those who say that the person in prayer, it is a sunnah for him, if he sees the Kaaba, to look at it. and not look at his place of prostration. This saying is weak. This saying is weak because there is no evidence for this. And also the one who would be looking at the Kaaba while the people circulate around, his heart will get distracted. And the sunnah with respect to the person making the salah is to look at his place of prostration, except during the time of tashahud. During the tashahud, then he looks to the place of his pointing by his finger, to his finger while he is pointing with it. And similarly with respect to the sitting between the two prostrations, then he points with his finger at the time of dua and looks at it. So in conclusion, the mere looking at the Kaaba is not worship. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.